Due process complaint. The parent, early intervention services provider, local lead agency, or a public agency may file a due process complaint on any matter relating to the identification, evaluation, or placement of a child, or the provision of early intervention services or educational placement, or the provision of a free appropriate public education, FAPE, to a child. The due process complaint must allege a violation that occurred within 2 years of the date the parents or agency knew or should have known about the alleged action that forms the basis of the due process complaint, or if the state has an explicit time limitation for requesting such a due process hearing under this part, in the time allowed by that state law. This timeline does not apply to a parent if the parent was prevented from filing a due process complaint within the timeline because the public agency specifically misrepresented that it had resolved the issues identified in the due process complaint, or the public agency withheld information from the parent that it was required to provide under IDEA. To file a due process complaint, the parent or the public agency, or the parent's attorney or the public agency's attorney, must submit a due process complaint to the other party and the OAH. The complaint must contain all of the content listed below and must be kept confidential. To assist parents in filing a due process complaint, a request for mediation and due process complaint form is available from the public agency from which the early intervention services are provided, where the child attends school, and on the MSDE website at www.marylandpublicschools.org. Information is also available about any potential free or low-cost legal resources at a parent's request, or if the parent or agency files a due process complaint. For further assistance, contact the public agency's Early Intervention Office, Special Education Office, or the MSDE Division of Early Intervention Special Education Services at 410-767-7770. Content of the Due Process Complaint. The Due Process Complaint must include the name of the child, address of the child's residence or, for a homeless child, available contact information, name of the school the child is attending, name of the public agency responsible for the education of the child, i.e. local school system, a description of the problem of the child relating to the proposed or refused initiation or change, including facts related to the problem, and a proposed solution of the problem to the extent known and available to the party at the time of the complaint. The parent or the public agency may not have a due process hearing until the parent or the public agency, or the parent's attorney or the public agency's attorney, files a due process complaint that includes this information. MSDE has available model forms to assist parents and public agencies in filing a due process complaint. Parents, public agencies, and other parties may use the model form, or they may use any other form as long as it meets the requirements above. Response to the due process complaint. When a party files a due process complaint, the public agency responsible for the child's early intervention and education shall inform the parent of free or low-cost legal and other relevant services available. Provide the parent with a copy of the procedural safeguards document and inform the parent of the availability of mediation. If the public agency has not sent a prior written notice to the parents regarding the issues raised by the parent in the due process complaint, the public agency shall send the parent a response within 10 days of receiving the due process complaint containing an explanation of why the public agency proposes or refuses to take the action or actions, a description of any other options that the public agency considered and the reasons why those options were rejected, a description of each evaluation procedure, assessment, record, or report which was used as the basis for the proposed or refused action, a description of other factors that were relevant and used as the basis for the proposed or refused action, a statement that the parents of a child with a disability have protections under the procedural safeguards of this part, and if this notice is not an initial referral for evaluation, the means by which a copy of the procedural safeguards can be obtained, and sources for parents to contact to obtain assistance in understanding the provisions of the IDEA. This response does not preclude the public agency from asserting that the parent's due process complaint was insufficient, where appropriate. The other party to a due process complaint, parent or public agency, must send the other party a response that specifically addresses the issues in the due process complaint within 10 calendar days of receiving the due process complaint. Sufficiency of notice. The due process complaint is considered sufficient unless the party receiving the complaint notifies OAH and the other party in writing within 15 days of receiving it that the receiving party believes the due process complaint does not meet the content requirements. Within 5 days of receiving notice of the deficiency, OAH will determine whether the due process complaint meets the content requirements and immediately notify the parties in writing. A party may amend its due process complaint only if the other party consents in writing and is given the opportunity to resolve the issues through a resolution meeting as noted below, or OAH grants permission not later than 5 days before a due process hearing occurs. The timeline for the resolution meeting and the due process complaint begins again with the filing of the amended due process complaint. Child's status during proceedings. During the pendency of any administrative or judicial proceedings, except as provided under the discipline section, unless the parent and public agency agree otherwise, the child must remain in his or her current early intervention or educational placement. If the proceeding involves an initial application for early intervention services, the child must receive those services that are not in dispute. If the proceeding involves an initial application for initial admission to public school, the child, with parental consent, must be placed in the public program until the completion of all proceedings. If the decision of the ALJ agrees with the parents that a change of early intervention services or education placement is appropriate, that placement becomes the child's current placement during the pendency of subsequent appeals. However, if the complaint involves an application for initial services under this part from a child who is transitioning from Part C, ISFP, of the Act to Part B, IEP, and is no longer eligible for Part C services because the child has turned 3, the public agency is not required to provide the Part C services that the child had been receiving. If the child is found eligible for special education and related services under Part B, and the parent consents to the initial provision of special education and related services under Section 300.300, subsection B, then the public agency must provide those special education and related services that are not in dispute between the parent and the public agency. Resolution process. Within 15 calendar days of receiving a parent's due process complaint and before the due process hearing begins, the public agency must hold a meeting with the parent and the relevant member or members of the Individualized Family Service Plan, IFSP, team, or Individualized Education Program, IEP, team, who have specific knowledge of the facts identified in the parent's due process complaint. The meeting must include a representative of the public agency who has decision-making authority on behalf of the public agency, and may not include an attorney representing the public agency unless the parent brings an attorney. The parent and the public agency determine the relevant members of the IFSP or IEP team to attend the meeting. The purpose of the meeting is for the parents to discuss the due process complaint and the facts that form the basis of the complaint, so that the public agency has the opportunity to resolve the dispute. The resolution meeting is not necessary if the parents and the public agency agree in writing to waive the meeting, the parent and the public agency agree to try mediation, or the public agency initiated the due process complaint. If the public agency has not resolved the due process complaint to the parent's satisfaction within 30 calendar days of receiving the complaint, the resolution period, the due process hearing may occur. The 45-day timeline for issuing a final decision begins at the end of the 30-day resolution period, unless one of the following circumstances described below in the adjustments to the 30 calendar day resolution period or the expedited timeline sections applies. Adjustments to the 30 calendar day resolution period. Except when the parent and the public agency have agreed to extend the resolution process, waive the resolution process, or to use mediation, a parent's failure to participate in the resolution meeting will delay the timelines for the resolution process and due process hearing until the meeting is held. If, after making reasonable efforts and documenting such efforts, the public agency is not able to obtain the parent's participation in the resolution meeting, the public agency may, at the end of the 30-day resolution period, request that the ALJ dismiss the due process complaint. Documentation of the public agency's efforts must include a record of attempts to arrange a mutually agreed-upon time and place, such as detailed records of telephone calls made or attempted and the results of those calls, copies of correspondence sent to the parent and any responses received, and detailed records of visits made to the parent's home or place of employment and the results of those visits. If the public agency does not hold the resolution meeting within 15 calendar days of receiving notice of a parent's due process complaint or does not participate in the resolution meeting, the parent may request that the hearing commence and the decision be issued within 45 calendar days. If the parent and the public agency agree in writing to waive the resolution meeting, then the 45-day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day. After the start of mediation or the resolution meeting, and before the end of the 30-day resolution period, if the parent and the public agency agree in writing that no agreement is possible, then the 45-day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day. If the parent and the public agency agree to try mediation, at the end of the 30-day resolution period, both parties can agree in writing to continue the mediation process until an agreement is reached. However, if either the parents or the public agency withdraws from the mediation process, then the 45-day timeline for the due process hearing starts the next day.